Okay, so we left off last time discussing the halachos of the actual mechiras chometz to the goy before Pesach, and we explained the makor from the Tosefta all the way down to the Shulchan Aruch and the poskim mizmanenu. Let's continue with something that we left off with, and that is as follows. Is there any inyan not to sell chometz? Lemaisa, pull down the Tosefta, the Rambam paskins azoy, the Chumash Adessa paskins azoy, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, all the poskim. So is there any reason for a person not to sell the chometz before Pesach? So let's go Beis Hashem through about 6 or 7 reasons why a person, or why should we say better, why people do not sell chometz, or maybe even chometz gom, or whatever it may be. Let's start like this. Again, let's make it very, very clear. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that there is a heter to sell the chometz. It doesn't say it's b'shas atchach, it doesn't say it's b'dievet. It seems to say that it's a shtikel lechatchilan, and it works without any shaila whatsoever. Let's go now through the actual reasons which I found from the Rishonim all the way down to the Poskim Bizmanenu for a reason for people not to sell at least real chometz. Real chometz, by the way, just as Hakadoma, we'll get back to this to discuss other things. Real chometz means chometz gomo, bread, right? Whiskey. Bread is chometz gomo, whiskey, beer, these are chometz gomo. Masha'enk and certain things are what we call a sophic chometz, it's a chashash. I'll give an example, we'll go through all the examples at a later stage. Salt. Salt, table salt, is a tremendous shaila, because table salt actually contains a lot of inyanim, a lot of ingredients. Some of them are chometz. People don't even know that. People think salt is salt. Mashila. Right, they gave a Shabbos. People do bishul on Shabbos with salt. They didn't realize there could be, for example, flour in salt. Regular table salt, not kashering salt. Kashering salt would be okay, right? It only has actual salt. But Masha'inkin, you buy regular table salt from the store, it's not kosher to Pesach, and people think, oh, well, even that's kosher to Pesach. How bad do you do? Because it could be a real shayla of chometz inside. So let's go now.
Red soy sauce.
Oh, so I'm going to get to, very good. I'm going to get to all the ingredients. I have a list of about 50 different ingredients to explain what's chometz common, what's not, what should you sell, what should you not sell, what happens, by the way, matzah Pesach, what should you buy from the goy, what should you buy from a Yiddish shop. We'll get to it, Be'ez Hashem Yisbara. Now, what are the reasons not to sell? We'll start number one. We mentioned this one last year, and this one is the first one that sticks out in your head when you learn the sugya. This one comes in first, and that's the Trumas Hadeshin. The Taz brings back to a Beis Yosef that explains the Trumas Hadeshin as follows. That the Trumas Hadeshin says that when it says in the Tosefta, Chutz Labayis, right, says in the Trumas Hadeshin, Chutz Labayis, that he means Kapshutai. Not the goy has to be out of your house, but the chometz has to be out of your house. You cannot keep the chometz in your house. It's all very nice to sell it to the goy. But if you've got the chometz in your house, it's not good enough. Now, lemaisa, the Taz was chaylik. Others were chaylik as well. Of a lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, how does he paskin over here? So it comes along the Chofetz Chaim and Sikot and Yudbeis and Simon Tov Memches. And the Chofetz Chaim says like this, what's the reason why we want the goy to take the chometz out of the house? What do we need him for? Let him keep it in my house. I'll sell it to him. Ma baya. Zug the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah v'hitzikot in your bays. The reason is like this. The reason is because we want him to be koneh b'mishicha. B'mishicha means to lift it up, to grab it, to drag it. That is the best kinyan, as we'll see in a moment. Al koponim zug the Mishnah Berurah. That's the reason we want it out of the house, because we want him to have the best kinyan in the world. And since the best kinyan in the world is Mishicha, maybe that's the reason why zug the Chofetz Chaim, we want to tell him to take it out of the house. Now, Lemaisa says the Chofetz Chaim, what would be lewd to the case? He takes it out of the house. Is it allowed to bring it back in? For sure, because he already got a kinyan Mishicha. Now, that's number one. Listen carefully. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah with the Gedolei Achronim. For example, the Mati Yehuda from the Odesh Shabbos, the Prichodosh, and they want to tie it over here is worse than the Pikodoyim. What's the pshat? Over here, the goy knows that this chometz really belongs to the Jew. He's not going to touch it. Yeah, I bought it. Oh, but the Maisa belongs to the Jew. I'm not going to touch it. He's going to leave it alone. Remeila, if it's in the house of the Jew, what does it look like? It looks like chometz shel Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah is saying this, right? Being the Gedolei Achronim, Prichodosh and others. That it looks like it's in your house. Remeila, it looks like it's your chometz. Because everybody knows the goy is not really going to touch it. He's not going to come and take it. He's not going to come and eat it. He's not interested in it. B'chalal. Yeah, he bought it. Oh, but the Maisa, it looks like your chometz. If it's in your house, what are we worried about? You may come to eat it on Pesach. What's the pshat? This was my chometz. It was my packet of crackers that I always had in my cupboard. What's going to happen on Pesach when I get hungry? I open up the cupboard, which I always open up. It has the same biscuits that I always have in there. I may come to eat it. So the Chometz Chaim talks about this. So therefore the Chofetz Chaim says, good, you've been miyachad in a Keren Zovitz. Oh, I said this cupboard over there, that sold to the guy. Shkoyach. So the Mishnah, that cupboard is your cupboard, you always have, you have your biscuits. And if you always have your biscuits, my nafkamina, if you know that it's sold to the guy, you may come to eat it. So the Mishnah says this. That's a very shtark ataila. Then the Mishnah continues. And he says, that's all lechatchila, a reason to get out of your house all of the chometz when he sold it to the goy. Bedieved. Bedieved. Even if you don't, even if you don't miyachad him a mokoim, it's the maisa beseder gomor. The maisa the mechira was a mechira. I sold the whiskey to the goy. But look at me, it's in my cupboard in my dining room. As I bring the Mishnah Berurah. Sounds like a little bit of a bedieved. What?
Why don't you just move it to like a club? A lot of people take all their comments and move it to like a side class and never use it. Like,
but again, it's in your, you mean it's not in the regular cupboard. Beseder, but the point over here is it's in your house.
You're not going to come to eat it.
Okay, beseder. The Mishnah Berurah himself does say, even if you were miyachad to the goy, still beseder. Why? I sold it. The guy, mechir was a good mechir. I did a sale. The guy bought it. Belongs to him. Doesn't belong to me. So the Mishnah Berurah says avada. It works. The Shulchan Aruch Harav also in Siv Zayin, Siv Yud Aleph say the same thing. So the Maisa we have over here two reasons, says the Mishnah Berurah, why you have to be careful. Number one, get it out of your house. A, you may come to eat it, which okay, maybe in your case you can get around that. I hear that. But the second reason is, if it's in your house, it looks like your chometz.
But it won't if you put it in a separate
it
storage.
It still is in your house. It looks
like
chometz.
Like no one's seeing anything.
I hate. My Maestro Chometz Chaim said it's still a problem. Because it still looks like your chometz. Now, I found a Gevalde Gazak, because the Mishnah Berurah brings afterwards the Magen Avraham. We mentioned this last year. That the Magen Avraham says, if it's E-Esher to take out your house, it's too much chometz. Or you can start schlepping out all your 16 bottles of whiskeys and everything else. It's crazy. It's too much. All my spreads and my Weetabix and my this and my shredding. It's too much. So the Magen Avraham, if that's the case, the Mishnah Berurah brings this, there's also a mokum to be makel to leave it in your house because it's impossible to take it out. You imagine how many chometzes the guy buys over here in that store, 7 billion shekel worth of chometz. You know how much chometz that is? Not shaykh. The minute we have, that's the Magen Avraham, and that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now that sounds a little bit bitty evet. It sounds like if you can't, nunu will be a seinich on it. Now I found Boch Hashem a kavaldiga metziah. I found a metziah from the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Graz, in Sif Yud Aleph writes. He writes the head of the Magen Avraham, it's EF, should take it out because it's too much chometz. But then he adds a line that nobody else I saw brought down. And he says like this. The chain. In Eina Nochri Reitza Lohitziu Mershus Yisrael, then you have a heta. Now this the Mishnah Berurah didn't say. That means even if you got a little bit, right? But the goy is not interested to come to your house to take it. Then you have a heter to leave it inside your house. And again, this is hakat the minig amokim. The minig amokim, the minig oilam. Everybody does this. Why? Who doesn't sell the chometz? Who takes it out of the house? Most people leave it in the house. Where's the makor? Right over here. Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Mishnah Berurah, you can be makom. That's reason number one. Reason number two, Rabbi Sain, this is the most popular reason that everybody knows about selling chometz. Everybody knows the shita of the gro. And that is as follows. We don't sell chometz gomel. We don't sell chometz gomel unless it's a hefsin meruba. If it's a hefsin meruba, then in a chanami, then you can sell chometz gomel. Where does this come from? It comes from like this. That the Eliyahu Rabba, for example, the Simon Tov Memches wants the tiny lechatzchila, you shouldn't do it. Unless it's a hefset. As I state, Yeshua is Yaakov, Kida Eger brings it as well. Shais and Chuz, Ateres Chachomim, the Nishmas Odom, Machzah Shekel, and the Sovis Noid, with Baron Cutler in America, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And it's based by Etzim also on a going. The Gra in Maaseh Rav says not to sell Chomot Gomel. As I state in Chazanish, as I state in Kines Yaakov, the stipler of Eliashim, we don't sell chometz gomel. Why? Because it was made, the mechir was made for a matzav of a hefset, and a person in his house doesn't have a hefset, the made a person should not sell chometz gomel. Now again, Rabbi Sai, we're talking about chometz gomel over here. Lekulei alma, everybody will be masking. Even the machmirim, that if a person wants to sell, for example, let's say in your regimen yeshiva, you've got some medicines. Now, medicines sometimes have chometz in them. We don't know. It's a tarubas chometz, it's a suffix chometz, whatever it may be. If that's the case, do you have the going to say that you shouldn't sell chometz? No. Over here, even the machmirim will say you're allowed to sell chometz. Why? Because it's only a suffix. It's a tarubas. It's only a thing by chometz gomel itself. That's the reason why we don't sell. But Rabbi Sai, it's based on the gra. And as always knowing the Chazanish, the stipler, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Zalman, we don't sell chometz gomel. So that's already reason number two. Reason number three, I say again, not to sell chometz, at least gomel. What's the pshat? Maybe it doesn't work bechlal. For example, there's a famous sheet of the Tevuah Shem Psachim that says that the Mechira doesn't work for Chiev Doraisa. Chometz is an Issa Doraisa, we learned this last time, but you really want it. It doesn't work for Doraisa, it only works for a Durabonon. Mimelo, when a person is not Mevatelit, you've got Chometz Doraisa, so the Mechira won't help. Whereas if you Mevatel the Chometz, then the Chometz becomes into a what? Subsetted Durabonon, maybe you'll come to eat it, and on that the Mechira works. Now, Lemaisa, you could tell it's a very good time, or Bezuk the Shulchan on Harav, what you Mevatel Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach comes, what does everyone say? Kol Chamira, all the Chometz that I have in my Rishos, whether I know about it, whether I don't know about it, it should be mamish like dust in the ground. Nothing, no Chashivas Bechlal. That is not on the Chometz that you're planning on selling. If planning on selling something, you're not Mevatel that Chometz. I'll bring you the biggest riot. I had a fellow call me up once on Cholamoid, right? I was a chutzlitz, he was in Eretz Yisrael. He calls me up, he was in Beit Shemesh by his in-laws. And he calls me up the following thing. He says, he lives here in Yerushalayim, I think in Neve Yaakov. And, no, it was somewhere else if I remember correctly, I don't remember exactly. And he remembers now that he didn't sell his chometz. Again, Sabaisi gave the shtar to his father-in-law, his father gave it back to him, he didn't remember who was by. Hits the middle of Yontif, right, Cholamoy, the first day after the first day of Yontif, so he had an opportunity to call me, he calls me up, I said, I don't know what to do. You know how much chometz I have in my house? I've got pasta, and I've got bread, and I've got challahs, and I've got all sorts of things I kept there till Matzah Pesach, so we can come back to our house and eat some cereals and whatever it is for the kids. So, it's a big baya. So he ties me like this. Maybe I'm a vatlet. I made bittle, right? I made bittle. I stood up an Erev Pesach right before, right after Bedikas Chometz, right before the Shreifas Chometz, or after the Shreifas Chometz, whatever the minig is, and you get up and you say, oh, the Chometz is bottle. No, she's my vatlet. It's my baya. Tetz says, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because you're planning on selling it. And anything you're planning on selling, you're not being my bottle, because otherwise, why are you selling it if it's bottle? So, Kamponim Lemaisa, again, we'll get to Halacha afterwards of what to do in such a situation. What happens if you come back after Pesach? Come to Yeshiva. Come back after Pesach, after Binnis Manim. Look under your bed, it's a nice packet of pretzels. Nice packet of pretzels? Now, if it was sold to the Goy, there's no Shaila. But if it wasn't sold to the Goy, do you say that your bittle worked and Mamela can now konu it again and therefore wasn't Chomet Sha'ovel Pesach? Tremendous Shaila. But I'll compare most poskim are cholik on this Chiddush of the Torah Shor, and it worked that the Mechira is Chal, by even by Chomet Doraisa. Reason number four, Rabbi Isai, the Shaila Meshiv. The Shaila Meshiv brings perhaps five or six reasons why a person should not do Mechira's Chomet. One of it, he doesn't like the fact that a person does this signature, it doesn't work Bechalal. Number two, you don't give it to the Goy, the key, you're supposed to give him the key. You never gave him the key, so you never gave him the key. What type of Mechir is that? Oh yeah, I'm sending him my Chomet, but I'm not giving the key. It's like, what type of sale is that? Another thing as well, he says, and this is a Mozik Ha'ori, this one, where the Goy comes along and gives a little bit of money to the Rav for buying over there the Chomets, does he give a Shomer Puta for every single person that's on that Shtar? You know, there could be 100,000 people in the Rabbanut here in Eretz Yisrael that are on this Shtar. 100,000 people, could be even more. He gives 100,000 shekel. He gives 100,000 times whatever it is, 20 agarot, it's worth a Shomer Puta. No! So, Bechav, what's he buying then? Where's his kinyan? What's going on over here? The Shalemesha continues, Shlichas, I don't know how you can say that it doesn't work. Number five. We'll see Meir Hashem soon. How does a goy be koyne from a Jew? That's not different. There's a difference between that. If I'm going to be koyne to you, so I'm going to be koyne to a goy. A goy has a different kinyan to a Jew. Therefore, the biggest kinyan that we'll see Meir Hashem in a moment is Meshicha, and we don't do that. He's not Meshich by Chometz. He does Kesef, he does Shtar, all the other things. Doesn't do Meshicha. Reason number six, this is a Gavalde Gazach. Moshe Shtomach Shlita in Truus Van Hoggers. Right, if you look at the good, some, not everyone, that some of the shtaras, they write, or they don't even write it, they say it, b'shas maisim, they give it to the goy. They say, I'm in front of the basin, they stand up and they say, listen, Rabbi Yisai, just in case all the kinyonim that we're doing don't work, and the goy's not kind of it, we're being mevakel everyone's chometz. That means you have a tzad to say that the mechira doesn't work. Shemi Rachim. So you have to be Mavatle, good. But it could be the Mechir doesn't work. So Shemi Rachim. Remember, Zukum Moshe Shnobik, this is another reason for a person not to do it. And Rabbi Isai, it's basically Mefurish in the Ritva. The Ritva. The Eilish Ritva wants to tiny look in Psochem, Dav Chof Aleph, Omen Aleph. The Ritva writes, I'm not going to quote you the Lashon basically, but he says, it's Asa to do the Mechira. And if you do the Mechira, the Chometz is off for Asa after Pesach. You can't eat it, Bechlal. As I stated in Talmidah, Ramban, and Psochem, Dav Bobo Manana. Now, Al Kaponim, we'll see in a minute, the Lashon of the Chasam Sofer. But Al Kaponim, that's one halacha that we have to know. I'll bring another riot. Look in Simon Tov Lamed Vov. Simon Tov Lamed Vov is the halacha is like this. The halacha is, if I'm going away, who has to check my chometz? Right? So he talks about this Eitzah, he talks about that Eitzah, how do you do it, and they shliach, and this, that, and the other. And both say, why can't you say a posh Eitzah? Why don't you just sell it? Why do you do what everyone does when they leave Eitzah Sol, they go to Chutz Oretz for Pesach, what do? They sell their apartment. Why did Mishabu say that? Why did Mishabuah say, Chol HaEitzah for you? Why don't you sell your whole apartment? It sounds like this Mechi was not in Gansan Lachatchila. Right, again, going back to the original reason that we said from the Mishabuah. But Etzim is meant to be out of your house. It's meant to be a kinyan from the goy. Where is it? Now, I don't want to give anyone the wrong impression, because Kach is Minig Yisrael Torihi, and the Minig is in Klal Yisrael that everyone does Mechivas Chomets, and many people, if not a lot of people, if not a lot of people, sell Chomets Gomu Mamish. Whether it be bakeries, whether it be makolets and shops and factories and private houses, people sell it, and that's me'ika haddin. A person shouldn't get the wrong impression. I'm coming here to say that really a person shouldn't sell real chametz faket. You look in the state chemin, for example, by riches, right, in choshe mishpat simentesi, being kama v'kama poiskim. Rav Vosner also says you can't be moichon someone that sells real chametz. And Tachas, the Minig and Sons, and Minig and Chabad, and the Sfadim were very, very making it between Abishol and Eretzion, with Avadia Zatzal in Chazoy Nevadia, held Avada, Tlachatchilish, Abadchil, Faket. Rav Hutner Zatzal in America used to Dafka sell Chomets Gomo to show everybody it's a real Mechira. I'm selling my Chomets Gomo for Dafka. Rav Moshe, for example. Rav Moshe is a Tshuva in Igris Moshe, and he writes over there that Faket, if they're making the Mechir is Chomets and not selling Chomets Gomo, what's it made for? The Mechir is made for Chomets Gomo. Al Koponim, many poskim held that Avadus Beseda, Rav Yashiv held it was for factories and for shops. It wasn't made for the private person. The head of Mechir is Chomets, my Chomets Gomo was made for the Makolet. It was made for Angel Bakery. Now again, I'm going to get rid of the Chomets, know what Hefzah that is? Good, so for them we can be making Mechir. Now, I ain't going to add a guy that called me up this year or last year Pesach. He calls me up and says, I have a half a packet of crackers. That's it. That's the only chomets I own. Can I sell it? Now, I don't have to tell the guy, right? Now, he was calling for a reason, obviously, right? But according to Rabbi Yashiv, chas v'sholem, have a packet of crackers. Do the mitzvah of beer. Go burn it. It's a kavaldika mitzvah. Meicha teisa, you have to sell it. Again, to sell it, you can't tell him he did anything wrong, and about you can eat it after Pesach. Or b'lachatchila, the mice of the post can say a person should be careful. Rav Vosner also says you should only sell chomets gomo behefset, not stamp. Shlomo Zalman also said, don't be soimach on the mechiv chomets be'en lechatchila, which means that in a regular person's house, unless you have a collection of whiskey worth, I don't know how much, then there's a massive mokum to be meikel. The owner's shop, for sure, is a mokum to be meikel. But in a private house, again, me'ika hadin, the mechiva is chal, it's a good mechira, the chomet didn't belong to you, it belonged to a goy, and you can eat it after Pesach. Yesh hido, it's a chumrah. We've explained the chumrah for a person not to do it by chometz gomo, not to make no mechira, because by medicines and everything we'll get to, about it we do, but chometz gomo not. And we'll finish with the chsam sofer, not finish, chavadinisht. And we'll finish with the words of the chsam sofer, and chedek alesim and kufi gimel, where the chsam sofer writes a shtak aloshen. Zog the chsam sofer, the mechira's chometz is a mechira, hetha gomo min atoira. It's a mechira gemura. And the time is, even if you know that the goy is giving it back to you after Pesach, it's 100% heter gomu bli shum pikbuk v'nogu b'chol tvutzes Yisrael limkel chometz l'goy. As always, the meaning of the Chsam Sofer, chas v'sholem, anybody should talk out against it. The Chsam Sofer said it's avada good mechira, Klal Yisrael did it, and kach is the meaning l'maisa. I'm just saying, to ma'oru the point, that a person should realize that there is such an inyan, there is such a chumrah, such a hiddur for a person, a shtaka chumrah, for a person not to sell chometz gomo. Chometz gomo meaning bread, biscuits, all of these sorts of things, because there is about the makom to be mekel, and especially when it comes to a shop and a factory, that's posher to makom to be mekel as well. Now, a person has to know, as Oshdeit and Ravid, and the Sivas brings it as well, and the Makor Chayim, the Marsham, that in Das Torah, that a person has to know when you do make this mechira, it's got to be mechira gemura. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. You're going to the goy, you're going to the rov, whatever you're going to do, and explaining exactly the process in a moment. It's a real mechira. That means you are selling your chometz that you have in your house. A person shouldn't think it's such a joke, whatever it is. A person really has to be mamash elach by these things. That's a very nafkamina. For example, there are those persons that say, you shouldn't even tell the goy that we're selling it because it's Pesach. You tell him we're making a regular mechira. Now, the ma'isul, the pastor in Shulchan Aruch, you see over here in Tafam Chesiv Dalet, that you're allowed to meramis to him, could be, according to the Mishnah Berurah as well, Shulchan Aruch Harav and your Rabbah, you're even allowed to guarantee the goy, don't worry, I'll be back once a Pesach to buy it from you. That's okay. Because again, I'm not making it al tanai. I'm not making the sale a conditional sale that I'm going to sell this to you on the condition I buy it back. No, that wouldn't work. It has to be, I'm selling this to you. By the way, I'll come back once a Pesach to buy it from you, and he knows that. That's Beseda Gom. Again?
That's what we do.
I'm going to go to the Seid in a moment, exactly what the Rav does, Motza Pesach, which is enough to mean how long after Pesach are you allowed to eat chometz. It's a big nafka mina. When you open your kabbalah straight after nach, there it is. Moment you're looking at what? Nach, bang! You have to know, how long have you got? It's a big nafka mina. Maybe the chometz doesn't belong to you. It's a shalim gneva. Now, you have to know, it's a very big nafka mina, this.
Oh, you'd have to sell it for much more than it's really worth.
You could, well, so we're going to get to exactly how to write on the shtar. We'll get to it in a minute. But I'll tell you what, it's a nafka mina, this. This das that you have to realize is a real sale is a very nafka mina here in Eretz Yisrael. Here in Eretz Yisrael, you have restaurant owners or factory owners that are unfortunately Jews, but unfortunately, they're Jews, but unfortunately not Shomer Shabbos. Now, Shomer Shabbos are interested. Now, when it comes to Erev Pesach, they know they have to make a mechivas chometz. Because if they don't make a mechivas chometz, nobody's buying the chometz matzah besa. Because everybody says, hey, where's your shtar mechira? I want to see it before you give me my chometz to my makolet. So they know they're going to make a shtar mechira. The guy doesn't keep anything, right? Not interested. Why is he selling it? Possibly because otherwise Dr. Haredi won't buy it from me. So the Mitzvah Kavanah says, does it work b'chlal? He's not interested in selling it. Does it even work? He says, a part of it does. Because his machshava is not moitzi b'day maisa. What he's doing right now is selling his chometz. His kavanah is, don't need it b'chlal, I'm doing it for the Haredi. Not enough kamina. The maisa is selling his chometz. It's a good mechira, and a part of it works. A person has to be careful though. Because if you go to a shop, Motzei Pesach, or even 2-3 weeks after Pesach, a fellow told me sometime after 8 months after Pesach, he bought a shop that wasn't such a good hechsher. Then they made a mechira. He looked at the date there; it was made before Pesach. That means very likely this packaging was there in the shop before Pesach. This guy didn't sell his chometz, so you have to be very, very careful when you go to a shop that you're not so sure how from he is. How do you know he made the mechira's chometz? We're talking about 4 or 5 months after Pesach. Who's thinking about Pesach, right? Thinking about I don't know what sukkos. Oh, but you have to realize this is a very serious shaila. A chometz over the Pesach will get to Beis Hashem at a later stage. Now. Very interesting Shaila. I'm almost over. Very interesting Shaila is like this. Are you allowed to Erev Pesach, dafka buy chometz, in order to sell it? Now, where's this negeya? Two people. It's either negeya to a shop. A shop, for example, wants to buy loads and loads of dough and all these things so that Motzah Pesach, he can make loads and loads of pizza for Motzah Pesach. Or it's negeya to a regular person. Let's say, for example, I don't know, it happened in America, but in England this happens all the time. Right before Pesach, a week or two before Pesach, all the big bakeries put everything on sale. Because they want to get rid of it, nothing's going to go, they're not going to keep it after Pesach. Where is it? I'll tell you afterwards. But our Kofonim, they put everything on sale. You can buy mamash things for a third of the price, even less than that. Mamash 10%, it's unbelievable. So what do you want to do? You want to go Erev Pesach, you want to buy some all the stock cakes, and mamash cheap. Put it in your freezer, sell it with all your chometz, and after Pesach, you got all this cheap stuff. What's that, Ocha? So it's an interesting shaila. A lot of the person in Shuris Yaakov, the Shurishai, the amount of person, a person shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't you do it? Because you're dafka leaving in your house, right? You don't really want to sell it. You're dafka keeping it. Others want to be cholik and say, "What do you mean? Mechira is a good mechira." Lemaisa Rav Vozna in Shevet Alevi Chelik Dalit said, "B'makom Seir Gadol or Hesed Meruba, you can do it, oh, but it's not very nice." It's not a nice thing to do. Bish, let me if you've got a couple of bottles of whiskey in your house, you know what to do with it. So don't say that. Hesed, make a mechira. Oh, but to go with that, to buy chometz that you want to keep, and you want to go along and sell it afterwards and say afterwards. It's not nice. I tell you this again. There was a miser not so long ago, the fellow that made a sudas bar mitzvah, Motzah Pesach. What can he do? That's when his son was born, right? So the miser, he has to make a sudas Motzah Pesach and he needs bread. No one's going to eat Motzah Pesach, I guarantee you. So he wants that bread. What's he going to do? So he baked all the challahs before Yom Tov, put them in the freezer, Motzah Pesach, and take them out, sold to a goy, right? He's going to be allowed to do that. He doesn't want the goy to take it. He's not interested in selling them because he needs it for the bar mitzvah, but he's stuck, right? So it might, again, perhaps some ruba mokum so God will ask a rov, but a kopana, a person has to know it should not be done b'derech in a regular situation. One last thing, Rabbi Yisai, is there was a maisa with a fellow that didn't want to sell chometz kamor. Ich bin a machmir. I'm not selling chometz kamor. So he had the keys to his neighbor's apartment. His neighbor went away to chutzlaret for whole Pesach, and he knew that the whole apartment was sold to the goy. But he happened to have the key in case something happened. So he goes along, opens up the door, he sticks in all of his chometz into there. He says, "No, I'm not going to sell it. I'm a machmir. He'll sell it for me, right? He's selling chometz kamor. What does he care? He'll sell my chometz, and afterwards I get all my whiskey and everything else back." But I say, it doesn't work. Number one, Mishabur says it very, very clearly. Very, very clearly. Sikot Yudches. Mishabur writes that if you don't know what you're selling, you can't sell. I can't expect my friend who made the Mechimus Chometz, especially if he made it already, even if he didn't make it already, he doesn't know he's including my bottles of whiskey. How can you sell my bottles of whiskey when he's not selling anything on his house? So maybe that Vadu doesn't work in that case. A person has to know what he's selling, what he's not selling. For example, you go in the yeshiva over here and you're not selling anything. You think, I've got one thing, so I'm not going to make a whole Mechira. I'll stick it to my chavusas, my roommate's cupboard over there, or go over there. You have to know if that works. You have to know if it works. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go through the exact seder, how it works with the Rav, what does the Rav do, how does he claim about Motzei Shabbos, and then we'll go into shops and everything else, what you have to be careful of when you buy things on Motzei Pesach. Join us tomorrow.